B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Tainis Daf Beis. We're going to start the very first Mishnah of Maseches Tainis. Says the Mishnah, and this Mishnah is going to discuss Gvurais Geshomim. We're talking about the rain. And the rain comes down with the power of Hashem. That's why it's called Gvurais Geshomim. And in our Shemoneh Esra, there's two mentions of rain. There's in the second bracha, the bracha of Tchias HaMesim, we say Ma Shivaruach Umoyred HaGeshem in the winter, that Hashem blows the winds and Hashem brings down the rain. But that's just a mention. It's a praise of Hashem that He's the one that brings rain. It's just a mention. Later on in the Shemoneh Esra, in the bracha of Boruch Oleinu, there we say in the winter, we say V'sein Tal Umoto Livracha. That's actually a request. It's not a zechira, it's not mazkirin, it's not just a mention, it's a shaila, it's a request, it's asking for rain. And we're going to now discuss at what point during the winter, the beginning of winter, when do we start saying Ma Shivaruach Umoyred HaGeshem, and when do we start saying V'sein Tal Umoto? And we have to remember that the concept of Ma Shivaruach in the second bracha of Shemoneh Esra can apply to every and any Shemoneh Esra we say. However, the Sein Tal Umotar only applies to a weekday Shemoneh Esra or to a Chol HaMoed, Shacharis Shemoneh Esra. We don't have the Sein Tal Umotar on Shabbos, and we don't have the Sein Tal Umotar on Yom Tov. So we're going to have to discuss exactly at what point do we start saying Ma Shivaruach, and later on in the perek is going to be discussed a little bit more at length about the Sein Tal Umotar, but it will come in these sugyas as well. Says the Mishnah, Me'imosai, from what time, what tefillah during the year, the beginning of the winter, do we start saying Mazkirin, do we mention Gvurais Geshomim, the rain that comes down with the power of Hashem? When do we start saying that? So there's going to be a number of different opinions. Rebbe Eliezer holds me Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. From the very first day of the Yom Tov of Sukkot. We know that the winter is generally from Sukkot till Pesach, and the summer is from Pesach till Sukkot. So says Rebbe Eliezer, from the first day of Sukkot, that's when the winter starts, that's when you start mentioning the Ma Shivaruach Umoyred HaGeshem. Exactly when on the first day, whether it's already the night, the first night of Yom Tov, or if it's only in the morning from Shacharis of the first day of Yom Tov, that's something we're still going to have to see in the Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, Miyom Tov Achrin Shel Chag. It's from the last day of Yom Tov that we know as Shmini Atzeres. It's only there. And we're talking here about the Shacharis of the last day of Yom Tov, which is Shmini Atzeres. That is when we mention the Ma Shivaruach. Omaloi Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, since we know, we learnt in Maseches Sukkah, that if rain falls on Sukkot, then it's a type of a curse. We saw in Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis that it's as if Hashem is asked us to bring him a jug of water, and then he pours it over our heads and says, I don't want it. Over here also, if Hashem tells us sit in the Sukkah and then it rains and we have to leave the Sukkah, that is a type of a curse. And therefore, says Rabbi Yeshua, it wouldn't make sense to start mentioning rain from the beginning of Sukkot. Oh, so Lama Hu Mazkir. So why, according to you, Rebbe Eliezer, do you mention Ma Shivaruach from the beginning of Sukkot? Omale Rebbe Eliezer, Af Ani Lo Yomarti. Rebbe Eliezer says, I also didn't say Lish Oil, that you should ask for rain from the beginning of Yom Tov. We don't start saying V'sein Tal Umotar, Elo Lahazkir, but just to mention as a praise, Ma Shivaruach Umoyred HaGeshem Bo'inosei. We praise Hashem that you are the one that whenever the time is, which is from after Sukkot, you're the one that's going to bring down the rain. And we mention that from the beginning of Sukkot. Omer Loi. So Rabbi Yeshua said back to Rabbi Eliezer, Im Kein Lo'olam Yehei Mazkir. If you say that you can mention the rain, that Hashem, He's going to bring the rain whenever is the right time, namely after Sukkot, and you mention it from the beginning of Sukkot already, then why don't you just say that the whole summer as well? Right through the summer, even after Pesach, continue saying Ma Shivaruach Umoyred HaGeshem. Whenever the right time to say Ma Shivaruach, to bring the rain, that's when you bring the rain, namely in the winter. And nobody suggests that you have to say Ma Shivaruach them through the summer. Continues the next stage of the Mishnah. Ein she'elin es ha-geshomim elo samuch le-geshomim. And we're going to have a discussion in the Gemara exactly what this statement is referring to, that when it comes to she'elin, when it comes to saying the same talumotor in Boruch Oleinu, then we only start doing that samuch le-geshomim, close to the time, which is the time where the rain actually should start falling, and we'll see in the Gemara what that means. Continues the Mishnah, and now we're going back to the Mazkirin, back to Ma'ashiv HaRuach, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't hold like Rabbi Eliezer that you start saying Ma'ashiv HaRuach on the first day of Yom Tov, and he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yeshua that you start saying Ma'ashiv HaRuach from Shachris on Shmini Atzeres. Rather, he says Omer ha'oivir lifnei ha'teva b'yom tov ha'achrin shel chag. It's the shliach tzibur from when we davening. When, which tefillah, ha'achroin, which is Musaf, from Musaf of the sek of Shmini Atzeres, Mazkir. Only from there you mention Ma'ashiv HaRuach, Harishon, however, Shachris on Shmini Atzeres, Eino Mazkir, he does not mention Ma'ashiv HaRuach. And now the Mishnah moves to Pesach, to the time we stop saying Ma'ashiv HaRuach, B'yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach, HaRishon HaShachris Mazkir, we still say Ma'ashiv HaRuach, HaAcharon, but with Musaf, which Eino Mazkir, and that is when we say Tfilas Tal, before Musaf on the first day of Pesach, and we say Tfilas Geshem, before Musaf on Shmini Atzeres, to conform with this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that HaAchrein from Musaf on the first day of Pesach, Eino Mazkir, you no longer mention Ma'ashiv HaRuach Umoirid HaGeshem. Says the Gemara, Tana Heicha Koi. When Mishnah that starts Me'emosai, from where, we had this already at the beginning of Maseches Brachos on Daf Beis, when it says Me'emosai, from where, you're making an assumption. You're making an assumption that you know that we have to mention the rain. And you're asking, when do you start mentioning Ma'ashiv HaRuach? Well, where does it say you have to mention in the tefillah the rain? Tana Heicha Koi, what is this Tana referring to? There must be some previous statement or information we have that taught us that you have to mention the rain in tefillah. Tana Heicha Koi, Diktoni Me'emosai, to use the phrase Me'emosai, it must be there's a reference earlier to this concept. Answers the Gemara, there's going to be two answers. The first one is Tana Hosam Koi, it's going on a Mishnah in Maseches Brachos. Diktani we learnt in Brachos. Mazkirin Gvurois Geshomim, that you mention the Gvurois Geshomim, which is the Ma'ashiv HaRuach, B'tchias HaMeisim in the second Brach of Shmoneh Esra. V'shoyalim, and we ask for the rain, not just mention and praise Hashem for the rain, we ask for it, B'birchas HaShonim, in the Brach of Boruch Oleinu. V'havdola, and we say Atochin Antonu on Motzah Shabbos and Motzah Yom Tov B'chaynin Hadas in the bracha of Chaynin Hadas. That's a Mishnah in Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel. Uktoni, and then our Mishnah says Me'emosai Mazkirin Gvurois Geshomim. You said in a Mishnah in Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel that you have to mention Gvurois Geshomim Ma'ashiv HaRuach Umoirid HaGeshem in the second bracha of Shmoneh Esra. When do you start saying it? And that is what our Mishnah is addressing. Asks the Gemara, if so, V'lisni Hosom, Maseches Brachos is in Seder Zeroyim. Here we're in the middle of Seder Moed. Why are you waiting till here? Why didn't you say Me'emosai already there? If the Mishnah in Brachos says you have to mention Gvurois Geshomim, straight away the Mishnah should have asked, Me'emosai Mazkirin, why are you waiting till here? Ma'ishna Deshov Ke'atocha, why did you leave it till here? Elo says the Gemara, a second explanation, where our Mishnah is coming from. Tana Mireish HaShana Solik, it's actually coming from information we have in Maseches Reish HaShana, which is also in Seder Moed. Ditnan, we learned in Maseches Reish HaShana on Daf Tezayin, Ubechag that on Sukkos Nidoinim Alamayim, the world is judged for water on Sukkos. Va'aydi, Detoni, Ubechag Nidoinim Alamayim, once we know that on the Yom Tov of Sukkos, we are judged for the water. So it makes sense that we should already mention and try and appease Hashem on the Yom Tov of Sukkos for the water. So sometime, Sukkos time, we should already be praising Hashem and saying, Ma'ashiv HaRuach Umoirid HaGeshem, that the judgment that we have on Sukkos for the water should be favorable for us. And that's why the Mishnah says, Tana Me'emosai Mazkirin Gvuras Geshomim. And indeed, Rabbi Eliezer says, from the very first day of Sukkos, that's when we are judged on the water, that you should mention Ma'ashiv HaRuach from the first day of Sukkot. Says the Gemara, V'lisne me'emosay mazkirin ala geshomim. Why is the terminology that the Mishnah uses, me'emosay mazkirin gevurois geshomim, the power of the rain? Why don't you just say, when do you mention rain in the Tefillah? Ma'ase v'rachum erod hageshem, when do you start mentioning it? My gevurois geshomim. Why is the strength of Hashem mentioned in association with the rain? Says the Gemara, Omra b'yechanon mepnei sheyerudim b'gevura. Because when the rain comes down, it's the power of Hashem which is making the rain come down. And we see this in Psukim, Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Pasuk in Iyav, Oyse gedoylois ve'en cheker, Hashem does greatness, great things that we cannot fathom or understand. Niflois ad ein mispor, and he does wonders that we cannot count. Uchsiv, and it says in another Pasuk, the very next Pasuk, Hanoisein motor. So the first pasuk mentions the cheker, that we cannot fathom then. And what an example of something which is ein cheker is hanoisein motor al pnei oretz, that Hashem gives rain onto the face of the earth, v'sheleach maim al pnei chutzos, and He sends water. So what do we see from here? Maim mashma. Well, what do you see in this pasuk? Where's the gvura is geshomim? Where do you see the concept of the power of Hashem in association to the rain? Omer Rabbi Bar Shila, Asya cheker cheker mibriyosi shel olam. We learn that over here, we just mentioned the pasuk in Iyov regarding the rain, it uses the context of oyse gedoylois ve'en cheker. It mentions the word cheker in context to the rain in the next pasuk, hanoisein motor al pnei oretz. And it also mentions cheker by briyosi shel olam, from when Hashem created the world, mibriyosei shel olam, and in the same way as regarding the creation of the world, which is also cheker, there it does mention explicitly gvura, the strength of Hashem, we assume that the cheker mentioned with the rain is also in the context of the power of Hashem. Ksiv hoche, it says here, regarding the rain, oise gedoylois ve'en cheker, as we saw in the pasuk. Uchsiv hosom, and it says regarding the creation of the world, halo yodato. You knew him, lo shamato, if you didn't hear, Elokei Olam, Hashem, Boirei, Ktsois, Ha'oretz, Hashem created the corners of the world, lo yiaf, lo yiga, he didn't tire, ein cheike litvunosei, his understanding is something unfathomable. Uchsiv, and it also says regarding the creation of the world, and that's the pasuk that says, ein cheike litvunosei regarding the creation of the world, Boirei, Ktsois, Ha'oretz. But it also says in the pasuk, "Meichin horim b'koychoi nezor b'gvura," that when Hashem created the mountains, He did it with strength. So you see that the concept of creation is one that was done with strength. And by the creation, it says cheker, and it says cheker in the context of the rain, and therefore we assume that the rain also is in the context of the power of Hashem, and that is why in our Mishnah, the rain is referred to gvurois geshomim. So says the Gemara, Uminolon de Bitfila. Okay, but how do you know that what's the source that you actually have to mention the rain in the Tfila? The Tanya we learnt in a Braisa that the Pasuk says, La'avos Hashem Elokeichem ul'ovdoi b'chol levavchem. We say that in the Shema every day, V'hoyim Shemoy Atishmuel Mitzvoisai Asher Anochi Mitzaveh Eschem Hayoyim, La'avos Hashem Elokeichem ul'ovdoi, to love Hashem and to serve Him b'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshechem. That's what it says in the Pasuk Yud Gimel. What does it say the very next Pasuk? Uchsiv Basrei. So before that, Ulaavde Bechol Levavchem. So before the next Pasuk, what does it mean? Eze Hu Avodah Shibaleiv. Because it says you should serve Hashem Ulaavde Bechol Levavchem. You serve Hashem with your whole heart. What type of serving is done with the heart? Havoi Mezu Tfilah. That's when we daven, we serve Hashem with our hearts. Uchsiv Basrei. And in the very next pasuk in the second parash of Shema, it says, "V'nosati mitar arzechem beitoi." I'm going to give the rain on the land in its right time. Yoyre umalkoish, the different types of the rain. So you see clearly that in the context of serving Hashem with all our hearts and being tefillah, we mention the rain. So it seems from here that you should mention the rain in the tefillah. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Gimel Mavteichos B'Yodesh LaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are three keys which remain exclusively in Hashem's hands. Shelo Nimsru B'Yad Shliach. They were never given, or they were not given all at once to any single agent. Ve'eluhein, and they are as follows: Mavteach Shel Geshomim, the key of rain; Mavteach Shel Chayil, the key of childbirth; Mavteach Shel Tchias Amesim, and the key of the revival of the dead. Mavteach Shel Geshomim, where do we see that the key of rain was exclusively left in Hashem's hands? The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Yiftach Hashem Locho Esoitzoro Yatoiv. It's Hashem who's going to open his good storehouses, Es Hashemayim, Loses Matar Artzecho, to give the rain on the land, Be'itoi, in the right seasons. Levorich Es Kol Mais Yodecho, V'Viso Goyim Rabim, V'Atoloi Silver. Mavteach Shel Chaya, where do we see that the key of childbirth is exclusively in Hashem's hands? Shenema, it says in Minayin, where do we see it from? Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayizker Elukim Es Rochil, that Hashem remembered Rochil, Vayishma Ileo Elukim Vayiftach Es Rachmo, he opened a womb. So you see that it was Hashem, and exclusively Hashem, who has the key of childbirth in his hands. Mavteach Shel Tchias HaMesim, the key of the revival of the dead, where do we see that that's exclusively in Hashem's hands? Minayin, Tchsiv, it says in the Pasuk in Yechezkel, V'yidatem ki ani Hashem, and you'll know that the I am Hashem, bepischi es kivrei seichem, when I will open up your graves, u'ba'aloisi eschem mikivrei seichem, ami, and when I will rise you up from your graves, my nation. B'marava Omri, in Eretz Yisrael, they said that besides for those three keys, af mafteach shel parnosa, the key of sustenance was also exclusively left in Hashem's hands. The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, we say in Ashrei every day, peseach es yodecho, open your hand, Hashem, umazbi'a l'chol chai rotzoin, and satisfy everybody. V'goymer. Rav Yochanan, mai tam lo yichoshiv l'ha. Why did Rabbi Yochanan not mention the key of sustenance? Omelacho, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan will tell you, Geshomim hainu parnosa, that when he mentions the key of rain and the key of sustenance is the same, because it's from the rain that we get the sustenance, that things can grow, and that's where we have our sustenance from. Continues the Gemara. And then back to the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer holds that when do we start saying, Mashi v'ruach umer dageshem, miyom tevarishin shel chag, from Shacharis on the first day of Sukkos. Asks the Gemara Iboyelu, Rebbe Eliezer Mehecha Gomer Lo. Where did Rebbe Eliezer learn, from where did he understand that the time to start saying Mashiv Aruach is on the first day of Sukkos? There's two options. Midlulav Gomer Lo. Does he learn it from Lulav? We'll soon understand why. What's the association between the Mashiv Aruach Omer Dageshem, between the rain and the Lulav? Or is it learned from the pouring of the water, which was a special, normally on other Korbanos one would pour wine. When it comes to the Sukkos, they would pour together with the Korban Tomid, or associated with the Korban Tomid on Sukkos, they would pour not only wine, but also water. The question is, which of these two, Gomer Lo, did he learn it from? Is he associating the Mashiv Aruach to the Lulav, or is he associating it to the Nisuch HaMayim? Milulav Gomer Lo, does he associate it to the Lulav? Ma Lulav Bayoim, in the same way as the very first time that you can shake the Lulav is only in the day, we do not shake the Lulav in the night. Af Hazkora, so too Mashiv Aruach Bayoim, we start mentioning it in the morning and not in the night. Oy Dilma. Or do we say no? Nisuch HaMayim Gomer Lo. You learn it out from Nisuch HaMayim. Ma Nisuch HaMayim Me'urta. In the same way as they would start the process of the Nisuch HaMayim already in the evening, so too the Mashiv Aruach is said on the evening of, already on the night, the first night of Sukkos. Do Omar Mar. Where do we see that the pourings that come with the libations that come together with the korbanos can be brought even at night? Because it says uminchosom v'niskehem, and we learn from there filu balaylo, that one can bring the nesochim, the wines and the water, even at night. Afaz korab urta, so too the mashiv aruach is from the night of the first day of Sukkos. That's the question of the Gemara. What does Rabbi Eliezer hold? When he says Yom Tov Rishon, does it mean from the day of the Yom Tov Rishon or from already the night at the beginning of Yom Tov? And there's a big discussion here whether Nisuch HaMayim, does it start on the first day? Nisuch HaMayim is brought with the Korban, that's only in the day. So Rashi says that they would start filling up the water already in the night. Tosfos says that at a pinch you can even pour the water before the Korban is brought in the night. Either way, that's the question of the Gemara. Toshema, so we're going to bring proof. To Omer Rebbe Avol, Leilom do Rebbe Eliezer elo milulav. Rebbe Avol says, and that's going to be the conclusion, that according to Rebbe Eliezer, we learn out the Mashiv Aruach Omer Dageshem from lulav. And therefore, according to Rebbe Eliezer, you start saying Mashiv Aruach in the day, not in the night. Ikad Omer Rebbe Avol Gemara Gomrilo. Some say that Rebbe Avol just had such a tradition that Rebbe Eliezer learnt it from lulav. Vikadomra, others say Masnita Shmiele, he actually saw it in a Braisa. Maihi, what would this Braisa be? The Tanya we learnt in a Braisa as follows. Me'emo Saimas Kirin Alagashomim, from when do we mention Mashiv Aruach? Rebbe Eliezer Oimer, Rebbe Eliezer explicitly said Mishas Natilas Lulav, from the time that you shake the Lulav, which is the first day. Rebbe Yeshua Oimer, Rebbe Yeshua says no, Mishas Hanochosoi, that from after you finished with the lulav, which is after the 7 days of Sukkos, on the night of Shmini Atzeres, that is when you start saying Mashiv Aruach. Omer Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer commented, Hoyel v'arbaas aminim alolu einon boim elo l'ratzis alamayim. In the same way as taking the four minim is there in order to appease for the water, we said the judgment of the water is on Sukkos, and these are four species that need a lot of water, a lot of rain to grow with. So we take these species in order that Hashem should judge us favorably. Or kashem she'arba minim alolu, in the same way as these four species, the lulav, the esrik, the adasim, and the aravos, ef she'arbahem b'loimayim, they cannot grow without water. Kach ein ef she'aloilom b'loimayim, so too the whole world cannot be sustained without water. And that's why, says Rebbe Eliezer, that as soon as you start taking the lulav, you start saying Mashiv Aruach Omer Dageshem. Omaloi Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua responded, V'haloi Geshomim B'chag Eine Ele Simen Klola. It's a curse if it rains on Sukkos. How can you mention Mashiv Aruach on Sukkos? And therefore, says Rabbi Yeshua in the Braisa, Mishas Hanachosoi, only when you're completely finished with the lulav, after the 7 days of Yom Tov are over, the night of Shmini Atzeres, that is when you start saying Mashiv Aruach. Omalu Rabbi Eliezer answered, Afani lo omarti lishoil. I didn't say you should ask for rain. We don't say the same talumotor. Elo lahazkir, you should just mention Mashiv Aruach, Omer Dageshem. Ukashem shetchias amesim, in the same way as the tchias amesim, the resurrection of the dead, mazkir kol hashana kula. We mention it every day of the year in the tefillah, in the second brach of Shmoneh Esra, Ve'inu elo bezmano, even though it's only going to happen whenever the time is. Kach mazkirim gvureis kushormim kol hashana, so too you can mention Mashiv Aruach Omer Dageshem the whole year round. Ve'inu elo bezmano, even though the rain only comes down during the winter. Lefikach, therefore, says Rebbe Eliezer, that in Bola Hazkir Kola Shon or Kula Mazkir, if you want to mention Mashiv Aruach even in the summer, you're allowed to. Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi argued on this aspect with Rabbi Eliezer and said no. He said, Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer, ani, I hold Mishor Shemafsik Lashailo, as soon as you stop asking for rain, which is as soon as the winter is over and you stop saying the same Talumotor, Kach Mafsik Luhazkora, so too you stop saying Mashiv Aruach Umerid Hageshem. So far we've had in the Braisa two main opinions. We've had Rebbe Eliezer, who says that you start saying Mashiv Aruach in the morning of the first day of Sukkos when the lulav starts getting taken, and we have Rebbe Yeshua of the Braisa that says Mishas Hanachosai, which is from the night of the last day of Shmini Atzeres. As soon as the 7 days are over, and you'll notice the way we read the Braisa, Rabbi Yeshua says, Mishas HaNechosoi, the Rabbi Yeshua in the Braisa holds, you start saying Mashiv Aruach in the night of Shmini Atzeres. But in the Mishnah we said that Rabbi Yeshua says that from Yom Tov Achron, only from the morning of Shmini Atzeres, and that's going to become apparent soon in the Gemara, that the two Rabbi Yeshuas are not the same opinion. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Oimir, this is a third opinion in the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, "B'sheni b'chag hu mazkir," that he mentions the from the second day of Yom Tov. We'll soon see why, because he assumes that whenever you start the Nisuch HaMayim, pouring the wine, which was actually on the second day of Sukkos, and even if you don't, and even without that, we'll soon see that the allusion to Nisuch HaMayim in the Torah is from an extra letter Mem, which is written on the second day of Sukkos in the Parasha. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says that you start saying Mashiv Aruach and mentioning rain on the second day of Sukkos. Rabbi Akiva says, B'shishi b'chag hu mazkir, that you start saying Mashiv Aruach on the sixth day of Sukkos. Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, this is another opinion. This is Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira. We'll soon see in the Gemara, this is not the Rabbi Yeshua we mentioned before, it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira, Oimir, that Oivir lefnei ateva, b'yom tova achrin shel chag, this is the same as Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in the Mishnah, that on Shemini Atzeres, not from the morning of Shemini Atzeres, rather, not from the morning of Shemini Atzeres like Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah, and not from the night of Shemini Atzeres like Rabbi Yeshua in this Braisa, rather from Musaf on Shemini Atzeres, that's when you start saying Ma'ashev Aruach, Ha'achrin, the second Baal Tefillah, Musaf, Mazkir says Ma'ashev Aruach, Harishon, however, Shachris on Shemini Atzeres, Einu Mazkir, you do not mention Ma'ashev Aruach. B'yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag, Shel Pesach, and regarding the end of the winter, when it comes to the first day of Pesach, Harisha in Mazkir for Shacharis, we still say Ma'ashev Aruach, Ha'achrin Einu Mazkir, but with Musaf, after we've said Tfilas Tal, you no longer say Ma'ashev Aruach on Pesach from Musaf. Says the Gemara, that's the end of the Braisa. Says the Gemara, Shapir Ka'oma Le Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbi Yeshua a very valid point, that in the same way as Tchias HaMesim, it's only going to happen whenever the time is, and you mention it all year round, so too you can mention Ma'ashev Aruach even before the rain will come. So why can you not mention the Ma'ashev Aruach, the rain, from the beginning, from the first day of Sukkos, even though we don't want the rain and we don't ask for the rain until after Sukkos? Answers the Gemara, Omelach Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua will answer that question by saying there's a difference between Tchias HaMesim and asking for the rain. Bishleim Tchias HaMesim, regarding Tchias HaMesim, Mazkir, you can mention it any day, Dekula Yemez Manehu, because any day and every day could and hopefully will be the day where the dead will be resurrected, will be revived. Elo Geshomim, however, when it comes to the rain, Kol Emus Da'asyon Zmanayuhu, is it true that any time the rain comes is its time? Of course not. What none we learnt in a Mishnah, later on in Daf Yud Beis, that Yotzon Nisan, that as soon as the month of Nisan is over, the Yordu Geshomim, and it still rains, Simon Klolahim, it's actually a curse if it rains in the summer. It's not good for the crops. And therefore, you should not mention the Ma'ashev Aruach any time of the year. Shenemar, as we see in the Pasuk says, Haloik tzir chitim hayoim. This is the day of the harvesting of the wheat. Ekra el Hashem v'yitin koyle yisumotor. And I'm going to call out to Hashem and tell Hashem that there should be rain. Ute'u ru'u. And then you'll see, ki ra' aschem rabo, that you've behaved very badly. You shouldn't have asked for a king. And the response was, I'll daven that there should be rain in the time of the harvest of the wheat, which is in the summertime, and that will be a punishment for you. So you see clearly that rain is a punishment if it comes in the summer. So that's a good reason not to say Ma'ashev Aruach from Pesach. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, we saw in the Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira held, B'sheini b'chag hu mazkir. You start saying Ma'ashev Aruach from the second day of Sukkos. My Talmud Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, what would be his source? Answers the Gemara of Tanya we learnt in the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Ne'emar b'sheini, it says on the second day of Sukkos in the Psukim, by the Korbanos, it says in the Pasuk, Usir izim echod chatos, you should bring a goat for a chatos. Milvad oila satomid, besides for the korban oila that was brought as the korban tomid, umincha so and its mincha v'niskehem. It could say v'niska and its nesachim. What does it say v'niskehem and their nesachim? The extra letter mem is coming to teach us something. It's talking about the the libations, the nesachim that are brought on for a number of different korbanos. But it's an extra mem is not necessary. In other days of Sukkot, it doesn't say v'niskehem. V'nemar b'shishi, and if you look further on the sixth day of Sukkot in the Pasuk, it again says, usir chatos echot milvad oilas atomid min choso unsocheho. And here it's talking about, it's even more, it's a different term than v'niskehem. V'niskehem means the nisuch, the pouring of those korbonis. Hiv unsocheho means the number of pourings for that korban, which means there's a single korban with which you pour two pourings. Well, either way, you have an extra yud here. V'nemar b'shvi, and if you look again in the seventh day of Sukkot, what does it say? U'minchosom v'niskehem laporim lo'elim lakvosim b'misporom kamishpotom. It doesn't say you should bring all the korbonis and the menachis kamishpot as it's supposed to. It's kamishpotom, it adds an extra mem. So you have an extra mem on the second day, an extra yud on the sixth day, and an extra mem on this. On the seventh day, hare mem yud mem, that spells out mem yud mem, hare kan mayim. So that alludes to nisuch hamayim. Mikan remez, this is an allusion to nisuch hamayim in a Torah, even though nisuch hamayim itself is not written explicitly in the Torah, but we have a remez in the Torah for nisuch hamayim. Umayishno b'sheini denokat. So why does Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira say that you start saying mashiv aruach on the second day of Sukkot? So answers the Gemara, Dechira Mizelu Bekra B'Shein Yehuda Ramizi, because where does the Mayim, the extra letters that spell out water in the Torah referring to Nisuch HaMayim, what's the very first day where it's mentioned? Is in the second day. So we start Mashiv Aruach Merid HaGeshem on the second day. Hilkoch B'Sheini Matkarinon, therefore we mention on the second day, we mention Mashiv Aruach. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Rabbi Akiva says, B'shishi b'chagu mazkir, he mentioned Mashiv Aruach on the sixth day of Yom Tov, of Sukkot. Sh'nema b'shishi v'niskeho, because it says in the sixth day, v'niskeho. So even though in the second day there's an extra mem, it says v'niskehem, but the word v'niskehem means the nesachim, the pouring of those korbonis. Not necessarily that there's a different type of pouring, but when it says unsocheho, it seems to be that there's a second pouring for a single korban. B'shnei nisuchin akos of medaber. The pasuk is telling us that there's two pourings, echod nisuch hamayim ve'echod nisuch hayayin. Besides for the regular pouring of the wine, there's also the pouring of the water. So whereas there is an extra mem on the second day, but that extra mem doesn't yet necessarily tell us that you pour water. But on the sixth day, it must be telling us it's pouring water because it's talking about a number of pourings for the same korban. Asks the Gemara, Ve'ema tarvayu dechamra, maybe that unsocheh on the sixth day of Yom Tov is telling us that you pour twice wine for the same korban. How do you know it's pouring water? Says the Gemara, Sovalok Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, because Rabbi Akiva agrees with what Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, Do'omar rimizi mayo, that you've got a mem and a yud and a mem that spells out mayim, water. So it must be the extra pouring is that of water. Says the Gemara, will make up your mind. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, name kavosei. If you're saying that you agree that mem, yud, mem is spelling out water, the first mem is on the second day. So why are you only mentioning Mashiv Aruach on the sixth day? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, because of this, started mentioning Mashiv Aruach on the second day. Says the Gemara Kasova Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that ki ksiv nisuch yaseira b'shishi udichsiv. It's true that the mem yud mem tells us that we're talking about a second pouring, which is water. But where's the first time in the Torah that a second pouring is explicitly mentioned? Only on the sixth day. That's why it says unsachel, there's a second pouring. Once the Torah says unsachel, there's a second pouring, I know it's water because of the mem yud mem. But from the extra mem of the second day in and of its own right, we don't yet know that there's a second pouring of water. Tanya, we learnt in Abraisa, Reb Nosson Oimer, that it says in the Pasuk, V'nisko yirviyis ahin lakeves o'echot b'kodesh, haseich nesech, nesech sheichor l'Hashem. You pour the pouring of wine for Hashem. And so the fact that it says, haseich nesech, is b'shnei nisuchim akos of medaber. It must be that there's two pourings, echod nisuch hamayim, one of them is water, ve'echod nisuch hayayin, and the other one is wine. Maybe they're both talking about wine, because the Torah explicitly tells us you have to pour wine. There's no explicit mention of water. Says the Gemara, if so, the Pasuk should have used the same term. Oi, either it should have said, Haseich, Haseich, Sheikhor Lashem, Oi, Nesech, Nesech, Sheikhor Lashem. My Haseich, Nesech, Shamas Mino, Chad de Mayo, Chad de Chamra. You see, from here, one of them was water, one of them was wine. And this Pasuk has nothing to do with Sukkos. And there's a discussion in the Mefarshim if, according to Ibn Nosson, there's any source that one brings, that one pours water the whole year round. But either way, that was the Braisa, an associated Braisa with Rav Nosson, that when there's two pourings, one is wine and one is water. Continues the Gemara. Elohodit nan. We learnt in a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah Masechah Sukkah. The Mishnah says, Nisu Hamayim Kol Shiva. They would pour water for 7 days. The question is, and now we're not talking now, the next few lines of the Gemara are not discussing the Mashiva Ruach. We're now exclusively discussing Nisu Chamayim. Mani, according to which opinion that we've just mentioned before, holds that Nisu Chamayim was 7 days? I Rebbe Yeshua, according to Rebbe Yeshua, Neima Chad Yoima. Rebbe Yeshua says that you mention Mashiva Ruach on Shmini Atzeres. And if so, assuming that the Mashiva Ruach is on the same day as the Nisu Chamayim, and you only say Mashiv Ruach when you say Nisu Chamayim, then according to Rabbi Yeshua, it would only be 1 day, because he says that you start on Shmini Atzeres, you start saying Mashiv Ruach, so there's only going to be Nisu Chamayim on that 1 day. I Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that you start saying Mashiv Ruach b'shishi b'chag on the 6th day, then according to Rabbi Akiva, Trei Yoima, you only have 2 days, the 6th day and the 7th day. I Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who says that you start saying Mashiv Ruach on the 2nd day, and Rabbi Akiva said explicitly you learn it out from Unsocheho, which it says on the 6th day. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says V'niskehem, that's the extra mem of the 2nd day. So according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Shito Yoima, you only have 7 days from the 2nd day until the 7th day. So which opinion is it going on? So of course we could say that it's going on according to Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says that the Mashiv Ruach has got nothing to do with the Nisu Chamayim. He learns it out from Lulav. So according to Rebbe Eliezer, of course that Mishnah could be following Rebbe Eliezer. The question is, of all the other opinions that we mentioned now, who could this Mishnah be following? Says the Gemara, La'olam Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. It could be Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira who says that they started Nisu Chamayim on the 2nd day. Or Sfir Leik Rabbi Yehuda, and in one aspect, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Masnisen in the Mishnah. That none we learned in the Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Memches. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, B'luk Hoya Menasech, they would pour a loig, a jug of the size of a loig of water. Kol Shmoino, he says that you would pour the water from the 1st day of Sukkot, including the 1st day. Which is not like we saw for Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that you start Nisu Chamayim on the 2nd day, and he says Kol Shmoino, even on Shmini Atzeres you pour water. So Rabbi Yehuda says you've got 8 days. Umapik Rishoin, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira may well say that I don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda regarding the 1st day, because the first mem of Maim is on the 2nd day. Umayil Shmini, but I agree with him that you pour water on the 8th day on Shmini Atzeres. So you have 7 days. So the Mishnah that says Nisu Chamayim Kol Shiva could be Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Asks the Gemara, Umayishno Rishon Deloy. Why would you say that the 1st day is not included and you don't do Nisu Chamayim on the 1st day? Tachira Mizi Mayim, because when the allusion to the water in the Torah is B'shein Yudra Mizi, the first mem is on the 2nd day. If so, Shmini Nami. The last mem is on the 7th day, so you shouldn't include the 8th day either. Either you include the 1st day and the 8th day, or don't include the 1st day and don't include the 8th day. But either way, you have 8 days, or you have 6 days. You don't have 7 days. Elo Rabbi Yeshua hi. Rather, says the Gemara, that the Braisa could be following the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. The Rabbi Yeshua says that you start saying Mashiv Aruach on Shmini Atzeres, as we saw before. And the Mashiv Aruach has got nothing to do, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Mashiv Aruach has got nothing to do with the Nisu Chamayim. The Mashiv Aruach is from Shmini Atzeres, because to mention the rain over Sukkos is a Simon Klola. And Nesuch HaMayim is Aloch HaMayim Messina. He learned it out Hilchas HaGemira Lo for 7 days from the first day till Hoshana Rabbah. 7 days you pour the wine. It could be following Rabbi Yeshua. The Omer, Rabbi Amiom, Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Shum, Rabbi Nechunya, Ish Bikos. Because Rabbi Ami said in the name of Rabbi Yechonon, in the name of Rabbi Nechunya, from the valley of Beis Chayroson, that there's three things that were Aloch HaMayim Messinai. One is Eser Netiyos, which is halacha in regarding planting certain, plowing certain fields in the 30 days before Shmita. We're not going to learn that now. Arova, which is something to do with the minig of putting the arovis on the Mizbeach, over Sukkos. We're not learning about that either now. And v'nisuch hamayim, this is the halacha of nisuch hamayim we're discussing now, that for the 7 days of Sukkos, they would pour the water with on the Mizbeach with the korban. And that is halacha l'mayishim Sinai, and the Yeshua well holds that the nisuch hamayim halacha l'mayishim Sinai for 7 days, nothing to do with the mayim, the mem yud mem, and nothing to do with mashiv aruach. It's just a halacha l'mayishim Sinai. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda oimer mishum Rabbi Yeshua. We saw in that long brayso on the base on the base that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua that, when do you start saying Mashiv Aruach? On Musaf, on Shmini Atzeres, B'yayim Tavachrim Shel Chag, on Shmini Atzeres, that however if Ne'ateva, the Shliach Tzibur, when he's davening Musaf, when he's davening B'yayim Tavachrim Shel Chag, on Shmini Atzeres, Ha'achrein, for Musaf, Mazkir, he mentions Mashiv Aruach, Harishon Eini Mazkir, but for Shacharis, he doesn't yet mention it. B'yayim Tavarishon Shel Pesach, and when it comes to Pesach, the first day of Pesach, Harishon Mazkir, the first one, the Shacharis, you still mention Mashiv Aruach, Ha'achrin, but Musaf Einu Mazkir. And now the Gemara is asking, Hi Rabbi Yeshua, this is Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, who says that you start saying Mashiv Aruach, Musaf on Shmini Atzeres. And he said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Well, which Rabbi Yeshua is it? Ilei mi Rabbi Yeshua de Masnisin, is it the Rabbi Yeshua we mentioned in the Mishnah? Ha'omar b'yom tevachrin shel chag, he says that you start mentioning it from the day, from Shachris of Shemini Atzeres. Elo Rabbi Yeshua de Braisa, is it going to be Rabbi Yeshua we mentioned in this Braisa? Ha'omar mishas hanachosa, he says that you mention Mashiv Aruach as soon as the 7 days are over, which is from the Ma'ariv, from the night of Shemini Atzeres. But either way, either Rabbi Yeshua, it's not from Musaf of Shemini Atzeres. And another question, Vasu. How did Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mishem Ben Beseira? We saw in the Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Ben Beseira that Ha'iver Lifnei Ateva B'yom Teva Achrin. This is another Braisa. We haven't seen this Braisa yet. Another Braisa says that Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Ben Beseira that Ha'iver Lifnei Ateva B'yom Teva Achrin Shel Chag. Now, Shmini Atzeres, the Shliach Tzibur Achrin from Musaf Mazkir mentions Mashiv Aruach. And that's again a similar opinion that you start Mashiv Aruach from Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. Hi Ben Beseira, who's this Ben Beseira? Ilei me Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira. Is this a brisa that Rabbi Yehuda is saying in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira? Ha Omar b'sheini b'chag. In the brisa we learned on Daf Beis Amud Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira says you start saying Mashiv Aruach on the second day of Yom Tov, not on the Shmini Atzeres Musaf. B'sheini b'chag u'mazkir. Omer of Nachman by Yitzchok, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok says, I'll answer both questions together. Tehei b'Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira. We're talking about, there was a person called Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira. So when it says Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of ben Beseira, it's not Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that he's quoting Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira. And when Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, he didn't mean Rabbi Yeshua, he meant Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira. And this particular person, he held that from Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, you start saying Mashiv Aruach, and you've answered both questions. Why was this Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira sometimes called Rabbi Yeshua, as in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, and sometimes called ben Beseira in this last Braisa we learned? Zimnin sometimes Dekori Le Bishmei, he was called in his own name. And Zimnin Dekori Le Bishmei De Abba, and sometimes we called him in the name of his father, ben Beseira, the son of Beseira. V'ho Mekame De L'smechua. Before he got smicha, before he was officially ordained, before he became known and was a distinguished person, then they called him after his father's name, Ben Beseira. V'ha lebasa de l'smichua. But after he'd already become ordained, after he's already become smicha, and he was a known Talmud Chacham, then they called him Rabbi Yeshua by his own name. And that's why the Braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, That was this Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira. And Imir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.